If the American dream includes having your own home, the wealthy American dream is building your own home. But whether you rent, own, or build, home is the place in which you want to feel at most ease, comfortable in your surroundings. Today, in her series No Place Like Home, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg introduces a woman who designs spaces for living.
As a residential architect, Sarah Susanka builds homes, not houses. Yes, she wrote a best-selling book called Creating the Not-So-Big House, but it's home that Susanka thinks of when she sits at her drafting table. Bedrooms, sure. Kitchen, living room. But to make it a home, Sarah Susanka says, it's not just about bricks and mortar.
It's how we feel in a space that is so incredibly important to that feeling of home. A lot of folks feel comfortable when they're in a kind of a more intimate space.
And so when they talk about intimate space, do they mean a small room?
Not necessarily small, but something that gives them a feeling of being wrapped by the space. Mm. So it doesn't necessarily mean small. I actually have an image in my first book of a child in a cardboard box. And we all had those experiences. We have memories of our own cupboard under the stairs or the grandmother's laundry basket or whatever it was. But that experience of being in a space where we have control over that space, but we can look out at a larger area, is something that's innate to the human being. We really enjoy that feeling of intimacy, but we don't build those into our houses typically anymore. And I think that's what people are missing. Everything's so grand in scale that we don't have that sense of, this is my place.
Well, you're making me think of all these, pardon the expression, McMansions that we see certainly coming up in our area here around Washington, D.C., and in plenty of places across the country. Mammoth houses, by the way, on tiny plots of land, but so huge.
Absolutely. I call them starter castles.
Well, the people who are commissioning them from people like you, what are they thinking? What's on their minds? What's the message they're giving out?
Well, actually, a lot of people go to architects when they're looking for an alternative, actually, to a McMansion or a starter castle. They're recognizing that not so big doesn't necessarily mean small, but it just means not as big as you thought you needed.
Well, you've said it's the quality, not the quantity of space.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
That's it. Well, when we look at pictures in magazines or in books and we're responding to the photographs that we see there, often we're actually responding to the qualities of space. And yet what happens when we focus so much on square footage and we think, you know, we have to have such and such a square footage of space to feel at home, in fact, we're actually precluding the quality of home because home has very little to do with square footage and much more to do with the shaping of the space. Just like a tailored suit is tailored to your body, it fits your body, we can do the same thing with our houses. And what we're really designing with these starter castles is we're designing sacks. We're not really tailoring it to the way that we live.
How important in building a new home, designing a new home, is light?
Well, light is incredibly important. We've all seen those ranch houses that have a dark hallway that all of the bedrooms and bathrooms open off. And the whole end of the house that's accessed by that hallway feels boring. And so you don't really feel engaged with the house. But if you put a lighted painting at the end of that hallway, so you've got light to walk towards, that transforms the whole experience of going down the hallway and of how you feel about the rooms that are accessed by that hallway. Mm-hmm. So what I call that is light to walk towards. It's not just a near-death experience. We are physiologically programmed to want to move towards light. And so you can use that to engage you in your house.
I'm thinking about one of America's greatest architects, Frank Lloyd Wright, and the homes that he built, yeah, even the most famous ones, a place like right. Falling Water in Pennsylvania. But right. those houses are full of intimate spaces and no huge bedrooms. The ceilings are rather low, and right. they do wrap themselves around you.
Exactly. One of the things that Frank Lloyd Wright was absolutely brilliant at was this tailoring of space to shape the rooms, the activity places, so that you really have that sense of intimacy. But if you look at his houses, every space you see from one place to another, so that it's a very active, very dynamic kind of space. Another thing that Wright would do frequently is raise and lower ceilings to create a hierarchy of importance in the house. So you'll often see that, for example, the main living space has a taller ceiling, and then there are alcoves off of that main room that have lowered ceilings and have this more intimate expression. So it's a lot like the kid in the cardboard box. You know, that when you're in one of those alcoves off to the side that's got a lower ceiling, you have more control over that space, but you're looking out into the more complex spatial experiences of the rest of the house.
Is home, though, really about architecture, or is it about all the things you put inside it, the things you've collected over the years, whether they're valuable or just kitschy sentimental, but they mean something to you and they're full of memory in your own personal history?
It's both. It's got to be both, because if you don't have the personal, it's not going to feel like home. But if you don't have the tailored space that really allows you to sit and feel comfortable and to understand, you know, to really be built around what makes you feel comfortable, you can't have home. It just isn't home. It's a house. It's got utility. It functions okay, but it doesn't feel like home. And so the personal and this crafting and tailoring of space are both what's critical.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sarah Susanka is a residential architect. Her forthcoming book is called Home by Design. It's due out this spring. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Photographs showing some of Susanka's ideas for carving out small, comfortable spaces are at npr.org. Next Tuesday, a couple who had to reclaim their home after something terrible happened inside.
At first, I was thinking, and we all were thinking as a family, if we could actually go back home because it had been violated.
We agreed relatively quickly that this was visited upon us and that you don't let someone else's demon, if you will, chase you out.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.